the satisfying thud of the ground beneath our feet, the caress of the slyly twisting wind, the vibrant lushness all around us, the occasional chirp. What a wee of that indiscernible bird perched on some not so distant branch. How wonderful it is to get off the beaten track. Until both of us jump almost out of our skins. That is panic surging through your body, and your blood as we race through the brush become claws, scratching us raw. Room for reflection, if such be possible in such darkness, only came when we finally ducked into that narrow cave and collapsed, extenuated, at the feet of Pan, his serene beastliness providing sanctuary from the wildness outside. The reassuring breath of the wind had made us overconfident. The seemingly sweet lull of reeds had gotten us off our guard. The hypnotizing echo. Yet another victim of the god, resounding off twig, off rock, off root, had us swaying as if our minds had willingly been bent, only to crack. Of a sudden, he was upon us, throwing me to the ground and pursuing you, that lusty swell of his leading him onward at an unimaginable speed. Are we to finish like Syrinx? I trembled. Our very flesh transmogrified to become his melodious plaything, whimpering in the flurry of his all too deft fingers. After he flitted away from us at last, my sense of release was contaminated with a feeling of unutterable loss. I asked after the Arcadian far and wide, but seldom were the fragments of songs about his wanderings full enough to restitute the feeling of his presence. And so it is I turn to these mischief-making Peniskoi. Do they not lay tracks in the same pathless wilds? Do they not dig in with hoof and nail to scratch their way to satisfaction, shunning the even angles of temples for the liberty of the wild world's untouched twists and tangles? I will keep racing after them until I am free. And you?